Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Olivia Dorothy with American Rivers. In 2009, the Corps of Engineers finally published the Upper Mississippi River Comprehensive Plan in response to the 1993 flood. Commonly referred to as the COMP Plan, it evaluated flood risk management approaches for the Upper Mississippi. While flooding problems were and still are widespread, the COMP Plan focused on the Mississippi River between the Quad Cities and St. Louis, where the 1993 flood devastated communities. The COMP Plan evaluated 14 project alternatives, almost all of them combinations of raising or maintaining levees to 500-year and 100-year flood protection levels. It totally overlooked more nuanced approaches like setting flood risk reduction goals to be met through combinations of strategies that range from buyouts, levee modifications, and ecosystem restoration. So it was no surprise that the Corps ultimately found that none of the alternatives had merit. So nothing happened to advance a collaborative flood risk management approach for the region. In lieu of a strategic path forward for the Upper Mississippi River, levee districts have been left to act individually to manage their own flood risks. And that hasn't turned out so great. At least one levee district has been discovered raising their levees without the proper permits and approvals from the state and federal agencies. And they are likely not the only ones to take matters into their own hands to solve flood problems without taking their neighbors into consideration. This example highlights the need for systemic flood risk management on the Upper Mississippi and has kickstarted a new effort to develop a collaborative plan. But there are still a lot of questions around who will coordinate such an effort. The plan should be coordinated by the Upper Mississippi River states and clarify a regional vision for flood reduction and ensure all levels of government share the responsibility for keeping communities safe from flooding. It should minimize inappropriate and unnecessary use of the floodplain, exhaust all non-structural approaches before turning to levees, and mitigate flood damages when they do occur. It should establish a consultation and decision-making framework for stakeholders to discuss emerging issues and ensure activities don't put other communities at risk. And it should include a strategy to monitor risk throughout the region to ensure the plan is being successfully implemented. At this point, it is unclear how this collaborative strategic planning will move forward, but it's never too early to start pushing for the common sense and multi-benefit flood risk management solutions needed in the Upper Mississippi River.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.